We'll give the Lord a good hand clap of praise before you sit down. Amen. How many is excited about God?
Amen.
Well, that wasn't very, come on, folks. We'll do better than that. Amen. If the trumpets sound, you wouldn't be acting that way. You'd be getting all excited. Amen.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. I'm excited. I'm living in the time that I'm living in. I realize that it's, it looks bad if you listen to the news, so I don't even listen to the news. I just look around and it looks bad. But I'm thankful tonight that I'm living in this time. A couple years ago, I didn't know if I'd be here, but I am. I've learned this. You know, God is going to, as long as you live for Him and you're willing to serve Him, the devil's not going to like you. Amen. He'll do everything he can to stop you, to kill you, to stop you in your tracks. And so, when COVID hit, I was taking care of COVID patients whenever I got COVID. And they put me in the hospital and said, and the best news, I guess, or the worst news, really, that I ever heard, Brother Mac, was whenever they pushed me in that room. You know, and that was when you couldn't have any visitors, no family, no anybody. I had double pneumonia, was fighting for my breath, and they put me on oxygen, and they pushed me in the room, and they said, "We don't know what we're doing, but we'll do our best." I didn't know, Sister Brenda, what their best was. Amen? So I didn't depend on them, I just depended on God. But I just want you to know this, that don't ever give me steroids. Please keep me away from all the prednisone, all the steroids that you can keep me away from, because I become very, very, I didn't know that side of me lived inside of me, but it does. Amen. I said I could have killed somebody and never known I did it, and until God, I wasn't there when it happened, amen. But we're living in those perilous times, and the Bible tells us that we were going to. But the Lord revealed some stuff to me while I was in the hospital lying there on a Sunday morning. And the spirit of death came in my room, and I felt it. I knew what it was, and I was wrestling for my breath. And I began to pray. It was about church time, and I began to pray. And I said, "God, I don't know why I'm here. I don't understand why I'm here. I don't even have any answers of why I'm here, but you know why I'm here. But I'm going to praise you anyhow." And I didn't know this song. I'm not a singer. My girls do all that, but I leave the singing up to the singers. I stay in my lane. I know what my lane is. Amen. I don't yield much in my lane either. I mean, come on. But if you get in your own lane and what you know you're supposed to do, everything will just flow just like it ought to. Don't you just hate it when folk get in that left lane and drive 60 miles an hour and it's 75? I'm not on steroids when that happened, okay? But anyway, so the Lord began to speak to me, and He said, "It's my breath in your lungs." Well, I didn't know that was a song. And it went to coming to me. "It's my breath in your lungs, so just pour out your praise." Amen. So I began to do that, and God brought me up out of there. And I'm going to tell you now, but the spirits that He showed me that was in COVID has done just exactly what He said it was going to do. Amen. And so I want you to know, as the Church of the Living God this morning, you have authority. Come on. I said, you have authority. You said, "Well, people have died." Sure they have. They're going to die every day. Come on, till Jesus comes. Amen. And it don't have to be COVID. It can just be, anything. But the fact of the matter is, we as the church have a power and we have authority, amen, to conquer and to overcome. Now, I'm not going to preach that this morning. I just want you to know that I'm glad to be alive on planet Earth. Amen. And I was prophesied over here not too long ago, and the word the lady gave me, I asked the Lord about it, and He began to explain it to me. And she said, "I see you as timeless." Well, I thought, "My Lord, what's timeless? I know that's something that never ends." So I went to God and I said, "Wait a minute, I want to know what timeless means." Glory. Come on. He said, "That means you'll never grow old in me if you don't want to." Glory, come on. He said, I can revive your youth every day, and you're timeless in me, and you can live as long as you want and preach my gospel, and as long as you're obedient to me, you're timeless. Come on, somebody say amen. That doesn't just mean me. That means everybody that wants to. Come on. Amen. But I want to preach to you just a little while this morning. I know some of you wonder where he got this wild woman at before it's over with. And some of you know where the wild woman's coming from. But if you'll go to the book of Isaiah chapter 55, and we're going to start reading with verse 6. I want to say God bless this praise and worship team this morning. Chris is one of mine, so, and Cammie, so I just, I brag on them because they're my kids, you know. I guess y'all are grandkids. I'm not that old. Come on. They're calling me mom and dad. Come on. So I guess you can just do that too. But anyway, I appreciate Brother and Sister Horton. They are such a blessing in my life. But go with us to the book of Isaiah chapter 55 and verse 6. If you're there, say amen.
Amen.
The Bible says, seek ye the Lord while he may be found, and call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord. And he will have mercy upon him and to our God, and he will abundantly pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. And everybody said amen.
Amen.
For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are the ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. But verse 10 and 11, where I want to come from. For as the rain cometh down and the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth, and maketh it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of thy mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereunto I send it. Hallelujah. Father, I thank you this morning for the word of God. I thank you for this precious place of worship, for these pastors, for this congregation of people. I pray, Lord, right now that you take us, use the divine oracle of God, that us speak the words into the ears of your children they need to hear today. Guide us, Lord. I praise you for what you've already done this morning. Now, God, I step aside so you can step, oh God, up and, oh God, take place this morning and be speaking to the ears of your children and help us this morning. And we'll give the glory, the praise, the honor, and everybody said
amen.
Amen. I want to preach to you just a minute. I thought this about 1:30 when I woke up. And I was really wrestling with God over this. And I woke up about 1:30 and it was storming. Did anybody hear that last night? Amen. I don't usually do that. I don't usually know it's even doing anything outside. But at 1:30, the wind was blowing, the lightning, the thunder, the rain. And the Lord began to speak to me. He said, now, did I not tell you what to preach? And I said, yes, Lord, I'll go back to sleep. All right. But I want to preach to you this morning as your seed in the ground.
Yes.
Glory.
Yes.
Is your seed in the ground. Amen. Now, I know there's a song y'all probably singing. I don't know. But anyway, there's a song that says, rain only matters to those who have seed in the ground. Amen. And in the natural, that is true. But it's also true in the spiritual realm this morning. Because I want you to notice, for as the rain comes down and the snow from heaven and returneth not thither, but it waters the earth and it maketh it bring forth in bud, and it shall it that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater. It's the same the Bible says, and so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. Everybody say, out of his mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing wherein that I send it. I think if the Church of the Living God today could grab a hold of what God is trying to tell His Latter-day Church in this hour that you and I are living in, it's what I speak, and it's not my words that's going to change things. Amen. But it's the Word of the Living God. So whenever I get the Word within me, come on now, and I begin to give life to that word that's within me, and I stand in faith and dare to believe what his word has said, because the Bible says he's able to do exceedingly abundantly above anything that I'll ever ask or think, according to the power power that worketh in me. And so that is the word of the living God. Now, my part of that is this, is to take that word and that seed that he has given me and plant it deep in my spiritual man, and let the water from heaven begin, the Holy Spirit of God begin to rain upon that word so that it can take root in my life, that so that when I open my mouth, life comes out. Can somebody say amen? But you see, sometimes we don't take the word for what it tells us. And so it's a declaration unto us. Rain will only matter to you. The Spirit of God, the anointing of God, the rain of God will only matter to you if you've got seed in the ground. If you've been praying for something and believing God for something, whether it's healing, whether it's salvation, whether it's deliverance, whatever it may be that you are desiring of God, come on. If you can plant that seed in the ground, because the word says, whatsoever you ask in my name, come on, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I can ask it in Linda's name and it'll do no good. I can ask it in Brother Horton's name, it'll do no good. But when I ask it in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and I plant that seed in the ground, see, the enemy knows that when the church begins to realize the power and the authority that we have in the Word of God, amen, that's why we have worship service, because it's in the worship service that heaven comes down. Oh, y'all might as well say amen. You see, what it does is it breaks loose the anointing that's in your life. And when you begin to break up that hollow ground that's within you, come on, amen, and allow that anointing and the water of the Word, come on, begin to flow through your inner being. And you begin to realize there's something on the inside of me that's coming alive. I am carrying a word. I am carrying a seed. And if I will lift up my voice and lift up my hands and I begin to worship him, but Sister Linda, that's disruptive. It's only disruptive to hell. Amen. Because it's music to heaven. Y'all might as well say amen. When we begin to realize I've got seed in the ground. I've been walking that path for a long, long time. I've planted a many a crop. Amen. Spiritually speaking, in my day, I've seen some of it come up. I've seen some of it wither and die. But it wasn't God's fault, because you see, it was up to me to get the rain to come. Oh, y'all say amen. It was up to me to get under the spout, as we might say, well, the glory's coming out. Well, the water of the Word of the living God, the Spirit of God, can begin to rain inside of us. Activate the seed that's in us. Amen. So it can come up. So we can step out in the middle of hell. Amen. And say, there, this is not your day today, devil. This is my day, for it's the day that the Lord has made. So I'm going to rejoice and be glad in it. You may have come to take me out. Amen. But I want you to know, wait just one second. I feel a thundercloud coming on. I feel the glory begin to roll up inside of me. And there's a seed that's about to sprout, that's about to spring forth and bring life. Hell cannot take you out if you cannot take your praise. Oh, y'all say amen. Hallelujah. He said, so shall my word that goeth forth out of my mouth. Amen. So if he spoke it, come on. I said, if he spoke, if you remember when Jairus came to Jesus, amen, about his little daughter. And she said, my daughter's sick unto death. Come on. And Jairus began to tell Jesus, and you know the story very well. He said, won't you come? And Jesus said, okay. I put it in Arkansas, let him go. Amen. Okay, let's go. On his way, he was detoured by a woman with an issue of blood. But what you got to understand, if Jesus said it's okay, it's okay. If Jesus said she shall heal, then she shall heal. Whatever the doctors may say, it does not matter if he has spoken out. Y'all say amen. Amen. So what we got to understand, even though they came and said, Jairus, don't trouble the master anymore, because your little daughter has just died. Come on, they already got the mourners there. They're making funeral arrangements. And Jesus didn't say anything except looked over at Jairus and just asked him, do you believe? Come on. Lord. Amen. My God, we have not done it yet. Amen. But how long have you praised him for it? How long have you held tongue with him for it? Come on, you can plant a garden, baby, but you won't get tomatoes tomorrow off of that seed. You're going to have to do a little bit about it. I said, what's wrong with us? Amen. But when we're given a word, amen, Brother Chris, no matter if it's been 15 years ago, in the timing of God, I will not give up. Because he said, my word will not go out and come back to me, Lord. When I speak it, it's going to do what I told it to do. If I send it to heal, it's not coming back without healing. If I send it to save, it's not coming back without salvation. If I send it to deliver, it's not coming back without deliverance. I said, my Lord, all we need is begin to water the word that we've been taught over the years, and the preaching of the word that you've heard in your ears. If you can get under the spout of the glory where Jesus is reigning, where he's ruling, honey, I have to tell you this morning, hell cannot withstand what the church of the living God can do. Did you see in the ground?
Yes.
Amen. Are you watering it with praise?
Yes.
Are you watering it with worship, or are you just letting it lie there and die?
Oh.
Amen. Come on.
Yes.
You know, hallelujah. My daddy was had a green thumb. He could grow anything. I didn't get that. Amen. They say you want a flower? No, because it's pretty, but it won't be next week. Glory. I forget them. I forget they need water. I forget they need plant food. I'm too busy, I guess. It's not my priority. Glory. Glory, glory, glory. I love tomatoes. Fried okra. I'm planted. But if I don't give it priority, it's going to grow up. Come on. Weeds are probably going to choke it out. Come on, say amen. And whenever it's dry like it was this summer, it's going to die. Why? Because I didn't water it. I didn't hold it. I didn't fertilize it. I didn't give it my attention. See, that's why most Pentecostals don't have the, come on, Holy Ghost, don't get me in trouble. I just hadn't been here in a while. They might not let me come back. Amen. That's why a lot of Pentecostals don't have, come on, power. Glory. Because we're living underneath of what God wants us to live under. Because we live more leaning to the flesh. Well, you know, I just don't know if God can ever do that for me. Don't worry, he won't. Come on, you know why? Because you're not watering the seed of his word. I've heard people walk out of church and say, man, it was great. Wasn't that a good word? By Wednesday night, they're ready for a mental institution. Come on. You know what I'm talking about. They're about to have a nervous breakdown. Matter of fact, some of them are going to take Sunday morning. They're that way by Sunday night. Why? Because they didn't water the seed of the word. Come on, say amen. Jesus says, I am the bread. I love that song. I am the bread. Come on. He is the bread. Then why are you hungry?
Yes.
Come on, because he is the bread. Bread is a sufficient thing to sustain life. Come on. And he said, I am your bread. Then why are you going around, amen, so empty and so hungry all the time? Oh, y'all, get with me this morning now. Come on. I preach a little different than I used to. I've gotten just a little bit deeper because I'm going to tell you, whenever hell don't like you, amen, and you get up in your 70s, amen, you realize, man, I'm on the run. It's a downhill run. I better hurry up and get this job done. Come on, say amen. I want you to understand, amen, whenever we come to the place, amen, that we forget what the word and the seed of God has given us is for us. Come on, and what it's for. Then we lose out. We want somebody else to do our praying. We want somebody else to pull us out of the mud. We want somebody else to jump our engine. Oh, y'all say amen. I want you to understand it's high time that we wake up and realize, if you feel the Holy Ghost baptism, with the evidence of speaking in other tongue. You ought to say, charged up. Come on. Oh, don't you look at me like that. I said, you ought to stay so charged up you can charge somebody else up. Why? Because, amen, there's something about the anointing. There's something about His glory. Amen. I love the anointing, but there's nothing like being in His glory. You see, when the glory cloud comes in, I got so lost in it last Sunday, I thought, my Lord, if you folk would just leave me alone, I think I'll float on out with this cloud that I'm on. Come on, because you got to understand, there's difference in the anointing, amen, than there is in the glory. For the glory will lead you, the Holy Ghost will too. Come on, because He is evidence of His glory. Understand, amen, the anointing gives you what you need, amen, to be the anointed saint or the preacher, the teacher, or whatever, amen, that you're called to do. But there's something about the glory, amen, that when you get in the presence of God, there's nothing else matters. Hell cannot penetrate what you're trying to get all y'all singing. I said, hell cannot penetrate, amen, because you cannot get into the glory. If he comes to the glory, we ain't got anything to worry about. He'll be a refined, refreshed, and a saved devil. Oh, there's something about getting His presence. How do I do that, Sister Linda? You begin to worship Him. You begin to give Him honor. You begin to praise Him. And you begin to water that seed of the Word that's on the inside and recognize, amen, there's nothing. He's all powerful. He's all powerful. Come on, He's everything that I need. I don't have need of anything else. This world don't hold anything around here. Amen. But what you've got to recognize is right on it matters. If you've got seed in the ground, if you're trusting God, then you want to get under the spout where the glory of God's coming out. You see, farmers that depend on the rain at the right time. Amen. Gardeners depend on the rain at the right time in the natural. If it don't, then they don't have the crop that they desire. Honey, I'm here to tell you, you can stay in His glory. You can water the seed of God every day. Hell hasn't got any room. It hasn't got any authority to keep you from receiving what God has determined for you to have in your life. Whether it's physical, whether it's spiritual, whether it's emotional, amen, it doesn't matter. I said, hell don't have enough power and authority to keep you from watering the seed that God's given you so you can become the vessel that God's called you to be. Amen. The Bible says this in Acts 2:17, and it shall come to pass in the last day, saith God, that I will pour out my spirit. Yes. Glory. Look at your neighbor, said he said his spirit. Yes. I will pour out my spirit. Come on. Upon all flesh. Amen. All flesh. It's black, white, y'all, green, purple. Come on. If there is such. Come on. Male, female, rich or poor, amen. Fat or skinny, bald heads, come on. Head full of hair, come on. He said, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. And your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. That means they will carry the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. It didn't say they'd be a pulpit preacher. It said they will prophesy.
Amen.
Oh, don't get me going there, okay? And your young men shall see vision, and your old men shall dream dreams, and on my servants and on my handmaidens I will pour out in those days of my spirit, and they shall prophesy. Glory. There is a prophetic anointing that is sweeping across the church of the living God. Come on. And I am so sick and tired of Facebook junk. Glory. I get very little of it because I just delete it off. Come on, I'll pay my attention. If we will stop bashing one another and grab hands with one another. Come on, somebody. Help me out now. Come on. Amen. If we will just begin to unify the body. Come on. And let the rain of God's glory begin to fall where it desires to fall. Come on. I'm not in competition with any preacher. And I'm going to tell you, you got one coming in September. Amen. He's a white man in a chocolate body. Amen. Yeah, he is. Amen. Because my mama Williams. And I'm going to tell you something. That man can preach, but you got to understand his culture, where he's coming from. So you better get your spirit right, your heart right. Come on. Amen. Buckle your seatbelt down and say, hey, Holy Ghost, I'm on this plane and I'm going to ride wherever you take me. Come on, say amen. I'm telling you, because he'll pull no punches with you. Amen. But you got to understand, and if we will come together and quit, amen, beginning to see there is a spirit of let me get it right here just a minute. Of Leviathan in the church. And what the spirit of Leviathan is this. It's a spirit that we don't want to handle. Come on. And most of us don't have the authority to handle. Oh, y'all say amen. Because you see, it's a troublemaker. It's a twister. It's a liar. Come on. And it makes things bigger than what it is. Come on. And it wants to divide and conquer. Oh, y'all say amen. And it's even among the ministry, among preachers. Come on, you might as well say amen. What the spirit of Leviathan is simply a spirit that wants to come in. And this is a lot of what COVID did, because it exaggerates. Amen. It's kind of like this. The preacher got a call the other night. Amen. This was a man of God. And he said, this woman said, I need you to come down said my husband, or whatever it was in the beer drawer, and said, hey, said, I need you to come down. He's in bad shape. I need prayer. Well, all he did, brother, I knocked him 3:30 in the morning, was reached over, got his hat, put it on his head, throw his clothes on, and down he went. Amen. But some dear old saint saw him about morning time coming out. Amen. You know, and didn't ask no questions. Then went to the board of the church and said, hey, I seen the pastor looking pretty rough. He was coming out of that beer joint the other night, the morning about 5:00, and said he really looked in a bad shape. I think we better call the meeting and see what's going on. And they called the meeting. Amen. That's going to, vote him out, send him on his way because of the spirit of Leviathan. Amen. That it makes something that it wasn't. Oh, y'all see, man. You know where I'm coming from. Amen. And so when they heard the truth of the story, they realized and they were embarrassed and ashamed. And I tell you this, amen, when we as the church of the living God, the anointed saints of God, amen, begin to come together, shut our mouths, amen, quit running on so much about what we think we saw, amen, what we heard, amen, come on, it's not my business to repeat what I think I saw or what I heard. It's my business to be about the King's business. And the King's business is to spread the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ to a dying world that's lost and undone. So what I've got to do is water the seed. Amen. The seed of truth that's been inside of me. But if I don't water that seed of truth, it'll never take root in my life. I believe every lie, every damnable doctrine that comes along, because I've not took care of the seed of my own house. Amen. Some of y'all look at me like a deer in headlights. Go ahead. Amen. Come on. You see, spring rains in biblical days, when the Bible said that, you know, the former and the latter rain, this is what it meant. The spring rains would break forth the fullness of the harvest, but the latter rain refers to the outpouring of the Holy Ghost in the latter day. Come on. So whenever spring begins to blow, what comes out whenever the spring comes and rain begins, everything dead comes alive. The grass. The flowers. Come on. Spring gets you ready for what's going to happen in the latter. Come on. I feel like, amen. This is okay? This is only one and one, all right? So you don't find it in the book. But I feel like what we've been through, where we have come from, Brother Mike, has prepared us for what we are about to enter into. Can I tell you that God's going to spring up a revival, and I believe most of the church is not going to see it because we're complacent. We're comfortable in the pew. We don't want to get out. We don't want to move. Oh, y'all say, we love to be entertained by the singing. We love to be entertained by the preaching. But dear Lord, don't let me get under the... You know, it's kind of like you go to the parks and they got those little sprinkler things going around and around in the hot of the summer, you know. Some people just dive right under there because they're hot. They don't care if they get wet. I mean, their clothes wet. They don't care. They let the kids play and all that. And they'll keep getting in there with the kids. Now, some of the rest of us, we're standing along the side. We don't let it splash on me. And don't let it splash on me. I don't want to get wet. Whatever you're talking about. That's kind of how a lot of Pentecostals are about the move of the Spirit of God. Come on. Amen. Come on. You might as well say amen. Amen. But can I tell you, when the trump of God sounds, it's the glory that'll carry you out of here. Come on. Ah, oh, come on, say amen. Now, you can have all the anointing you want, but you better have the glory. Come on. Because it's the glory that led the children of Israel out. Moses was anointed to pull them out and to lead them out, but it was the glory that brought them out. Yeah, I'll take that back to Truman, all right? But I want you to understand the anointing only gives you what you need in the hour that you need it to do what you're called to do. But the glory will get you through hell and high water. The glory will get you through sickness and sorrow and pain. The glory will get you through the loss. Come on. It'll lead you in the daytime, and it will protect you at night. Come on, say amen. Amen. When things are going wrong and you don't know how to make it right, the glory will be there to protect you, but you've got to water it. Come on, you've got to keep it. Oh, y'all say amen. He said, I want you to understand, if you don't have your seed in the ground, it's not going to come up. It's not going to. Some people have thrown seed out there. Amen. Just anywhere, anyway. You know, I'm going to live for God anyway. I want to, but it won't work. Come on, I said, it will not work. The Bible says, be not deceived. God is not mocked. Whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. Come on, for he that soweth to the flesh shall of the flesh reap of the flesh corruption, but he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life in everlasting. Amen. When there's no room for rebellion in God's house and among God's people, but I see it every day. Come on, I see it every day. I see jealousy. I can take you to a church and I'm home down. Used to run probably 200-300 people. They're doing good, the whole 30 or 40 right now. You know why? Jealousy got on the platform. Oh, don't preach me down now, aren't you? I'm about to shout. Come on. Jealousy got on the platform. Come on. Amen. I can sing better than you sing. I can play better than you play. Come on. Jealousy got on. It's still on their platform. Amen. Split the church. Amen. And they were in a building program. Come on. Jealousy is as cool as a grain. They don't care what your name tag is. How many years you've been in that church. Come on. There were some old liners that left the church because the spirit of jealousy got so bad. Amen. It was like pastoring this congregation and pastoring that congregation. You can't do that for very long. Amen. We got to come together. Come on. And whenever we get the seed watered right, come on. And it begins to sprout and come up, you'll overlook. Amen. They ain't asked me to sing in a long time. So what? Amen. Are you living for God to sing? Are you living for God to come on? Amen. Just show the glory of God. Come on, somebody. Amen. They let me preach in a long time. Maybe get outside somewhere, get you a squirrel and say, let me tell you about Jesus. Hallelujah. He'll make a way. Your gift will make room for you. You don't have to do that all by yourself. If you're trying to make room for yourself, then you're entrusting the gifting of God on your life. Oh, y'all might as well say amen. Because your gifting will make room for you. Oh, y'all say amen. If you're called to preach, then your gifting will eventually open a door for you. Come on, yeah, it will. If you're called to be a singer, then your gifting will soon open a door for you. Oh, y'all ain't preaching with me now. Amen. But you see, when we start trying to open them doors ourselves, we're going to get in trouble. That's why there's so many people today, come on, amen, that are frustrated walking out of the ministry. Amen. They don't, I, you know, I just, I'm I'm just don't do it no more, people. Don't like it no more. Amen. Get over yourself, honey. Your flesh ain't going to heaven, but it's going to send you to hell if you don't get over yourself. Come on. You might as well recognize, y'all. I'm going to preach real good right now. Amen. But you got to recognize if you don't keep the Spirit of God in your life and the seed watered in your spirit, it'll come into you and destroy what God had intentions to make good out of you. Hallelujah. All right. I'll try not to let y'all's beans burn this morning. But hallelujah. Sis, don't tell me you don't take much. Amen. Hallelujah. But your sons and your daughters. Amen. Listen to me. I had a preacher come to me one time. And they was all upset because the preacher had preached the message. He had the right to preach it. Come on. Amen. I've got two girls and a boy and 8 grandkids. Hallelujah. 2 son-in-laws and a daughter-in-law. Hallelujah. Keep them all happy at the same time, just a little bit of a job.
Yes,
so you know what I do is throw both hands up and say, whatever. You got it, God. I don't. Amen. Come on. It's not easy sometimes. But he was preaching a message on how he was so thankful that his children, and I'm thankful my children all live for God. All in ministry. I thank God for that. It's not anything that I've done except live for God, believe God, trust God, and put them in the hands of God and try to train them right. And at the best sometimes they don't work. Come. See, you can do it till they're a certain age. Then it's their choice. It's like a pastor, he can only lead you to the altar. But then it's your choice. You can sit on the pew. Come on. You can be depressed, oppressed. Amen. Feeling like you're having a nervous breakdown, having anxiety attacks right and left. But he can only lead you to where deliverance is at. It's up to you to go get it. Come on, say amen. So you can sit there and go back home just like you can. Because you don't want no, your pride, don't want your flesh. Come on. It all boils down to my flesh.
Yep.
The pride of life.
Yes.
Glory, glory, glory. Come on.
Yep.
Amen. You messed up. Get up.
Come on.
Shake yourself. Wash yourself off. Come on. And live for God.
Amen.
Amen. Don't wallow in the muck and mire. Don't be like a hog. Come on. Take a bath Sunday and get back in the mire on Monday. No, no, no. Don't do that. He was preaching. She got offended. She kind of bawled and squalled. I can't help it. My kids are all living like the devil. I just feel like the worst mom in the whole wide world. All right. I didn't want to say. Come on. Y'all don't either, do you? And I said, I'm sure he didn't mean it the way you have took it. I was listening. John Kilpatrick coming up. He's got a series for the word.
Oh, he's great.
Can you run CDs off? If you have, I'll let you copy all those CDs.
Oh, yes.
They are marvelous. But I was listening to him coming up, and he said this. Lord, I don't remember what he said. Anyhow. But he said, you know, we whine a lot.
Yes.
Come on.
Yes.
Because we are like children that are in rebellion. Glory. The church as a whole. Come on. Because we don't want to hurt our children. We want to be their best friend. Glory. Mama, you got to be a mama. You can be their friend once they get grown, but you got to be a mama while they're little. Daddy, you can be a friend when they get older and grown. They'll appreciate you being their friend then. But right now, they need a corrector and a protector. They need a daddy. Glory, come on. Don't shut me down now. Talking real good.
Amen.
And as a pastor sometime, this is what I said. We preach it. Okay? It's come from my mouth to your ear. But in the atmosphere, glory, it's going to land on some of you. in the atmosphere before it entered into your ear membrane and got to your mind, there was a change of words from my mouth to your ear. Glory. I've watched that happen. I've had people come to me after I preached and said, "Well, you said." I said, "No, that's not exactly how I said that." Glory. Come on, somebody. It's kind of like you tell your kids, "Shut up." They thought you said, "Get up." And they're standing up where you want. I said, "Sit down and shut up." Well, that's not what I heard. Glory. See, but when we are not hungry for the Word of God and we're not hanging on to the reign of God, our seed begins to die within us. We're unteachable. We've done the ride. I'm 74 and I can still take teaching. I learn every day. Come on. I learn from young people. I learn from kids. You're never going to get to the level that you do not learn if you're not willing to. Come on. But if you're willing to, come on, to get to that place that, hey, I've done right, then God will let you get there. But you'll never go anywhere else. Come on. Stand with me across the building because I feel that you're needing, amen, God, to do some other direction right now. So he said, "I'm going to pour out my spirit on all flesh. Your sons and your daughters." If there's ever an hour for mentors, it is the day that you and I are living in. We need mentors. We need men and women, spiritual led men and women that will preach the infallible Word of God, teach the infallible Word of God, train young men and young women. And when I say young, if you're 40 and you got saved, you're young in the Lord. Come on, say amen. There needs to be some teaching and some training. When my granddaughter called me not too long ago, and she was so upset in the middle of the night. And she said, "You know, I need to know one thing. Is this true?" I was flabbergasted, Brother Horton, because the associate pastor for that church taught a lesson, and this is what he taught it on. Well, the man at the pool of Bethesda lay for 38 years. They brought him there. Now, not what the Bible says. Has anybody read that story? That there was a pool. We saw it. Not that particular, but we was at the place in Israel where the pool of Bethesda was. And they brought him there and laid him there for 38 long years. He would come to the pool of Bethesda. Because at a certain season, is that what the word says? That the angels came down and stirred the water. Whoever got in it first was healed. He said that was a myth.
Yes.
I was ready to get in my car at midnight, 2 o'clock in the morning. And go where that young man was. That was nothing but an imaginary story that they had made up in their mind, the Jewish people, so that they could go and tell this imaginary story, because there's no record of anybody ever being healed. Now listen, folk. I ain't smart. But I'm not totally dumb. If the word said there was a pool of Bethesda and a man that lay there for 38 years, it happened. If the word says there was a time and a season that the angels came down and stirred the water, and who got in it got healed, it happened. You call it a fable, you call it a myth. This is what I'm trying to say. You better teach your children, Mama, and you better teach your children, Daddy. You better not let them lead them up to somebody else. I don't care if the name over the door is Pentecost or whatever. You better be teaching them what the Word says. That brought it to the pastor's attention, and he said, oh, well, I said, you know, just kind of, we don't want to address that. Because he's mostly Baptist in his belief. Anyhow, so the Baptists believe better than that. Come on. I'm sorry. You better water your seed, or the devil will camouflage that seed and cause you to believe a lie and be damned. Amen. Are you watering your seed this morning? Is your seed in the soil? Is it in good soil? Can it sprout, grow its root system, and come up and stand the storms of life? When they walk in and say there's no hope. I've never felt helpless in my entire life until I was hit with COVID. I just nursed my daughter back to life. I nearly lost her. Only by the grace of God and the healing virtue of Jesus that she's still breathing today. I prayed, sought God, did everything I needed to do. I gave her everything. The only thing they gave her was an inhaler and sent her home. She got to the point that she said, Mama, I'm making arrangements. Pray in my bed. Because I don't think I'm going to make it. And I said, I rebuke it in Jesus' name. You shall live and not die. God gave you these children to raise. You shall live and not die. My husband came down with it. I knew I was feeling bad. I didn't feel good, but I didn't feel all that bad. Stephanie and Andy had it. My other son, daughter, son-in-law, their three children. I got up one morning with a warden and I said, man, I feel like I've been rolled over by this little thing goes in a Mack truck. I feel bad. So they started giving me some breathing treatments. It wouldn't help her. She came over and she said, Mom, you understand? She's up going now. She said, you're going to have to go to the doctor. You look terrible. I said, gee, thanks. Got me to the doctor where I said, I'll go with my husband. I said, Daddy will go out with him. So she took us both. They diagnosed us with COVID. They said, you got double pneumonia, Miss Reed, you're going to the hospital. And I said, no, I'm not going to no hospital. I'm fine. And I hear I am fighting for breath, but I said, I'm fine. They said, no, ma'am, you're not. You're going to the hospital. We're calling ambulance. I said, no, you're not. I know I'm a little stubborn. I said, you're not calling an ambulance. My daughter brought me up here. They said, ma'am, but you're not going to be able to walk back to the car. I said, oh, yeah, I walk in here. I walk out here. Well, by the time I got back to the car, I guess by the way they told me how mad I was, when I sat down in the car, I said, phew, I have not made it. They said, your oxygen level is so low, there's no way that you're going to make it. I said, oh. See, if you water the seed, hear me, I'm not preaching you something I don't really believe. If you don't water the seed of truth in your life, when you hear the negativity, that seed will override the seed of truth in your life. And you will accept it and lay down and die to it. Come on, folk. I came to tell somebody this morning, you're wrestling with a seed of unforgiveness. There's somebody in the house, you're wrestling with a seed of unforgiveness. You're wrestling with some seeds that in long time past that you had to deal with. But I came to tell you this morning, if you'll water the word of the seed of God that's been planted in you, you're going to come up a conqueror and a victor this morning because God said you would. They took me over to the hospital and pushed me in the room and said, here you are. I sat in a chair for 4 days. I could not lay down. I could not sleep. But I saw God. And God began to reveal to me. He said, I made my people to touch, to fellowship, to love one another. And the demon of COVID, now you believe me, I wrote it down while I was in the hospital, everything that God began to tell me. He said, the demon of COVID has come to separate my people with a spirit of fear, which is instituted by a spirit of religion. We can't have church. We can't do this. We can't do that because... Don't shout it down when I'm preaching. He said the spirit of religion has come in to take over the move of God. And the only way it can do it is separate. So we were told not to lay hands on people, no one to touch, stay 6 feet apart. Glory. He said, and the spirit of Jezebel has rose up in the midst of this COVID. Because the spirit of Jezebel is likened unto the same thing as the spirit of religion. She wants to stop the move of God. Because there's a revival coming. And she don't want it to happen. So she's causing confusion and division. But then the spirit of Leviathan is rose up in the middle of that to conquer and to divide, because it's making this thing bigger than what it is. Glory. I came to tell you, if we do that about the spirit of God, what would we do? We'd win this world for Jesus. Come on. If we would come together. Come on. Come together. I'm just going to give a general altar call. You say, Sister Linda, I want the glory. How many wants it this morning? I want the glory. If you want the glory, I want you to meet me down the front.